I am the beauty, the glorious. But sometimes there's just so much beauty in the world, Brady, I can't stand it.
We got to get rid of these windows.
I know. The view.
This is making you weird.
Well, no, the view. The view is gorgeous. Staring at my Camelback Mountain, and I'm just looking right at the belly of the mountain. And up from behind it rises a glorious hot air balloon. That's not happening anymore.
All right, we're shutting the shades.
No, we're not.
It's ridiculous.
It's gorgeous.
Every day.
Here's the fun part. Here's the fun part.
So beautiful out there.
Here's the fun part of my mind. Well, because we live in paradise. People need to say so.
Isn't that better than me reading billboards on the other
side? Yeah, that is true. It's a good point. At least I'm pointing out things that are happening, not necessarily.
You know, you never did this when we were in Guadalupe.
I never saw hot air balloons in Guadalupe.
Come on.
I didn't want to look out the window in Guadalupe.
You knew the answer to that when you brought it up.
Christ, Aaron.
Come on now.
16 years of not having a window was great in Guadalupe. Now I've been blessed with the most beautiful sight. But here's my issue, and this is where I'm worried lately. My brain does, and this might be the video game thing again. I see hot air balloons, and I'm like, that's cool. You even set it off there. It's like, I think that's neat when they all fly through the air. We all have a hot air balloon thing where we just stop and go, duh, for a few seconds at a hot air balloon. I always wait for those things to Hindenburg. Like, there's like a 10-second thing of me going, wow, that's neat. Up and away in my... And then I'm like, I hope it doesn't burst into flames while I'm looking at it.
Well, kind of.
I kind of do root for someday seeing it, but I can't help but think, man, that's just some just super flammable material and a lot of fire.
You're dependent on hot air.
Yeah, you're dependent on fire and, like, parachute material.
Would any of you guys do it?
In a basket.
I would never, of course.
I had the opportunity in Sedona. I bought it for Megan. We went up there. She still doesn't believe this happened. And I got a call on her way up. Said, temperatures are too cold. We're not going up tomorrow. I'm like, oh, good. Because I started getting nervous the closer we got.
She thought you were lying.
She's like, you never bought it, did you? I'm like, it's 44 degrees. They're not going up in this. They can fly them in this. I'm like, what are you? Orville Wright, shut up. You don't know.
Yeah, if there's any issues where they have to call you and say, I don't know if we should be going up. All right, out.
I don't like power lines on the ground.
Yeah.
Let alone floating around with them.
All those videos.
Yeah,
of
if I go up, I definitely want to be in the city where there's more wires.
If you go up, old you went up, I'd like to see that balloon.
That poor balloon.
It might.
We're not going anywhere. What's going on?
Might cut a couple of people out of passengers not being able to go in the basket.
We've reached our capacity.
That's my wife.
Your solo flight today. Here's the handle. Whenever it sinks, just squeeze.
Oh, God.
We're 6 feet up.
How much is a hot air balloon? We should get a Holmberg's morning sickness balloon.
KOY used to have it. They used
Did
to fly
really
it.
Now?
Oh, yeah. KOY used to have that hot air balloon. They'd fly it to our school.
Is that Danny? What's his name?
That was before.
Way before Danny Davis.
Oh, way before. Okay.
One of the nicest, coolest people in radio history, Danny Davis.
KNIX had one for a long time, too.
Did they have
the red, white, and blue?
Didn't they just have the one that stayed on the ground, though? KOY would fly theirs around.
Camel had one when we first
came. The weather's so good here. KOY used to do their traffic from the balloon.
Come on.
According to
that. What was traffic like then?
Yeah, nothing. It was a cow town. There's a zebra in the road. It was pretty common.
Let's bring it back, man.
Yeah, the KUPD hot air balloon. Eric's out somewhere, wherever the wind takes him.
Oh, I'm not. No, no.
Oh, no.
No. We'll get Jeremy the intern in there.
Eric, up and away. I'm floating free.
I'll help launch people.
Check out the traffic with my man.
Yeah. My man, he can go out. We could lose him. He could die. I don't care.
You think you can fly this bird?
No.
Do it anyway.
I don't know if I should.
You just squeeze the handle.
Just goose it. You just
goose it a little. Whenever you feel like you're getting out of control, give it some fire.
I don't think I'm qualified.
You're not qualified for anything at the station either. We let you do that, too.
Are we doing the Duffy Rhodes podcast up there?
Yeah. Live from above the stadium. Yeah, KOY launched their balloon from my elementary school at Roosevelt. We had to stand and watch these idiots put this thing together. And again, radio promotions teams in charge of that kind of stuff may be the reason I expect one to blow up sometime. My first exposure was at the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, where my dad got mad because I didn't like all the noise. I'm running all over the place, and he grabbed me by the arm. You're acting like a goddamn retard. You're embarrassing. Settle down. I didn't know it was going to be this loud. Idiot. He was right. But then at Roosevelt Elementary in 1984, they unpacked that sucker and launched it from our schoolyard.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know what education that was other than, man.
Got you out of class.
Yeah, that's all I cared about, standing in a field. But it was pretty much just a fire waiting to happen, the way these $4 an hour promotions kids were running. So, Yeah, the majestic beauty for me with hot air balloons lasts about 4 seconds, and then I just expect the side to kind of start to flame and smoke, and then people, little tiny bodies, just jumping out. It's their only recourse. I'm not going to die in a fire. I love my wife. So one just went by Camelback, and a tear swelled in my eye.
But it was humming. We're thinking, yeah, these people fast. Are in trouble.
They're not in control of that one. And poor, I always feel bad for the tracker on the ground. He's got to shoot through rush hour traffic because the rich dicks wanted to go on a ride on a Wednesday
morning.
We're not
going to be able to get to you for about 4 hours.
Well, call us when you land. We'll be there in a while. You want to ride around in rush hour traffic, dicks. I got to run this chase vehicle. Brady, it's time for you to give us all the news that only you know. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. March Madness right around the corner. I got the brackets starting this weekend. Get your bracketology ready. A lot of good stuff happening. Of course, there's spring training, so you can stop at the Hooters right there over by the Diamondbacks and Rockies place. Have some wings. Go in. You get all plastered up and enjoy a baseball game. Hooters, thank you. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Breakfast Cereal Day.
Oh, thanks.
121 years ago, in 1897, Dr. John Kellogg served the world's first cornflakes.
He was a doctor?
Yeah. Never watched that.
Served it to his patients at the mental hospital in Battle Creek, Michigan.
A cure for wellness.
Gave it to the crazies?
He ran a loony bin. You watch a movie, A Cure for Wellness. It's not great, but it's pretty funny. It's like the movie itself is a little long, but it's the true story of John Kellogg's invention of cereal.
The reason why.
He worked in a loony bin. It's
well, even a main movie reason. About
yeah, because it's so nutty. Like, not nutty flavored. Some are. But you know what I mean.
The main reason he came up with the cornflakes is they're Seventh-day Adventists.
Yeah.
And he thought this formula of the breakfast cereal would, the original reason was to block the urge to masturbate.
Yeah. And that's all the movie's about. And it's Anthony Hopkins and Matthew Broderick. It's
so the slug line was snap, crackle, block.
Yeah. That's fun.
Screw you, Kellogg.
Yeah. It's an absurd story that happens to be true. And you're watching it and you're like, this is too weird to be good. So the movie isn't great, but it's funny. It's been running lately, too, on like Stars or something.
So did he end up like a really rich man?
Oh, yeah, he did. But to jumpstart the sales, I read something that to get the ladies to buy the cornflakes, they did a promotion where if you wink at the grocer, you got a free box of cereal.
No kidding. A little hashtag me too in the 1870s. Yeah, it's great because he's doing all these calisthenics. All he's trying to do is get these lunatics to stop beating off. It's a funny movie.
Why would cereal stop that?
Because he's a nutball who, the same thing as well, the Mormons, design, they thought their thing worked.
Well, crackpots, come on now.
Yeah, it's religion, man. None of it's real.
But the best part of it is, then they decided, hey, let's make it a little more tastier, add sugar, which was...
Oh, yeah, that was the real...
The other thing Kellogg's did, they picked the name Pop-Tarts because Andy Warhol's pop art movement was huge when they introduced the product in the 60s.
And which lasted longer? Andy Warhol's crappy art or Pop-Tarts? Go Tarts. You wouldn't hang an Andy Warhol in your house. It's for gays. Pop-Tarts are for everybody.
Sure would. That thing's...
Well, a real Andy Warhol.
Lock it away, probably.
You still wouldn't fit into your house, and you'd still look gay, even though it was a real Warhol. You wouldn't put a print up.
Oh, a print?
Yeah, you're not going to put it. If you get a real Warhol, that's just money. It doesn't matter if you like it or not.
Yeah, you're putting that up.
You're not putting the art up because you like it so much. It's terrible.
A couple of more fun facts. There's only one incorporated town in the U.S. with a population of one.
Where in Arizona?
Monowee, Nebraska. Oh. The woman who lives there is mayor and every other position for the town as well.
Huh.
What do you really need a mayor for?
Make sure she's getting everything right.
Napoleon.
The mayors have it. She has a government shutdown every once in a while and she can't make up her mind.
There's never been an Asian male on the cast of The Real World in all 33 seasons.
Seriously?
Every other nationality?
Asian girls.
Yep.
Yeah. And Hawaiian girls.
Man, we went to AIDS before an Asian? Man, that's a slap in the face.
Double there with Pedro.
That's what I'm saying.
AIDS and Latino.
Two AIDS? Oh, yeah, he hit it. He knocked two. He
33
two
seasons and they didn't get one Asian man?
Yep.
Nobody wants to live with an Asian.
That's amazing.
House always smells like soups and fish.
How did they miss that one?
Not good looking enough. Next. That was back in the days that the casting agents were like, nobody's going to buy that Asian guy getting it on with that girl. Why wouldn't they? That is weird.
Ken Jeong ruined it for everyone.
Who?
Ken Jeong.
Oh, the doctor on the...
Why did he ruin it for everyone?
Way after the show had been canceled.
That's the one Asian.
Hold on. Let me explain this. It's the Asian name you knew. How did he ruin it?
He whipped out on the audition, and they're like, we can't have any more.
Okay. That was a fail. That was a major fail.
You just named an Asian. You just played name an Asian. You came up with the first one, and then poof, that disintegrated like a dream.
Joe Coy ruined it.
No. Yeah, now you're just naming all the Asians you know.
The movie he whipped out in
Bobby
was in
Lee.
Like the early 2000s.
It was 2008. Many years after Real World had been canceled. Some of the original
young,
Real World
young
cast.
Young Kenny Jones.
Well into their 50s.
Maybe you're right, Brady.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Sure, nailed it.
I still want to know the logic behind that. It had to be that they just didn't get that many applicants.
They didn't realize they had done that. It had to be an error, an oversight.
How do you overlook, like, 2 billion people?
I don't know.
Napoleon was just under 5'7", which was above the average height in France at the time.
Right.
Oh, we should move there.
And that was, like, way back. It's not anymore. Didn't stick.
Damn it.
That damn evolution got hold of those French, too.
McDonald's just made a major change yesterday. 3,500 stores started serving fresh beef.
Huh?
It's been frozen before?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you see the
cheaper
controversy?
Cheaper sandwiches like the regular hamburgers were still frozen meat for the time and however long.
Keep the fries coming. That's all I care about.
But they're going to start serving the fresh beef in all of the stores by May.
All right. What's the controversy?
There's a big social media controversy right now. It's there's video of a homeless man in a McDonald's. And a guy bought him a meal.
Yeah.
And McDonald's kicked out the dude that bought the homeless guy the meal.
Because he's dragging homeless in?
I don't know. Just for being. So then.
I stand with McDonald's.
Then Chick-fil-A.
Right.
A homeless guy wanders into a Chick-fil-A, and there's pictures and stuff of this.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're religious.
Right.
Chick-fil-A guys.
He could stay.
He asked for a free meal, and the manager gave him a free meal. I thought it was really cool, actually.
Right.
Gave him a free meal, like. You know, not just scraps or anything. And all he asked was the dude to pray with him.
Oh, really?
So they prayed.
So get on your knees and I'll give you a free meal.
Yeah.
That guy's used to that.
Yeah. So there was a picture of them praying together. So it was like the two sides of the coin. You got the McDonald's way of get the hell out of here or the Chick-fil-A way.
Ironically, Chick-fil-A wouldn't have given it to him had he had some money that he just earned blowing a guy in the streets. I'm not going to give you any chicken, homo.
McDonald's spent $60 million in making this fresh beef thing happen.
Now pray with me that insatiable appetite for dick gets out of your system soon.
I kind of like both ways, actually. It depends on the mood
I'm
of the day.
It depends on the homeless, really. It depends on how filthy the homeless is. I mean, if he's a grubby, gross homeless, you buy it for him, you bring it to him outside. You don't drag him in the establishment.
Well, you can't stop
him from coming in. Yeah, you can. There's a sign on the door that says, we refuse the right to serve anyone.
Yeah. Come on, John. You have a heart, don't you?
Not if he's filthy and gross. Like, if he's a normal homeless, comes in, he's okay. But if it's one of those piss-soaked homeless, get out of my store. Absolutely. Okay. I'll feed you in the sidewalk.
So there's like a level of dirt you go by?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You have the fear of, feeding feral cats, next thing you know.
Well, yeah. That is true.
Man. The price of admission.
They also, Brady, you're right. They breed faster
they
than most humans.
So you would, at Porkopolis, you would just kick them
you'd
right
kick
out.
Of course
you'd
kick them out.
Yeah.
A piss-soaked homeless?
Doesn't that against the whole Christian thing?
I'd keep
thing?
Them outside and I'd probably, you know, I'd say, let me get some food, but I need
you
to.
You prop them outside, put a bowl out.
Here's a.
I don't know. If all I got to do is fake my way through a couple of prayers for a free meal.
Yeah, I'm in.
I agree.
I might run the
things going on. There.
I might run the ISIS monkey bars once or twice just to get a free chicken. But yeah, there's
chicken first. Look, then I'll do the
again.
Monkey
I go
bars.
Back to that ride along. We had to go to a McDonald's downtown because there was a homeless inside of it, making all the people nervous. And the McDonald's were like, "We don't know what to do. We don't want to be jerks." That was the dirtiest, smelliest person I've ever been around in my life, ever. I was like, "You can't be with people indoors. You have to be outside. You have to be." And then Ben. My cop was, you know, gave him some information, and said, here, you need to get to a shelter. You need to do this. Check yourself in here. Get cleaned up. And the guy just said something about bongos and walked away.
Now, maybe they are multiplying at the Chick-fil-A, because it seems like every time I go into one, there's a homeless in there.
Yeah.
So maybe they're canning out free meals to them constantly.
Well, if they are, it's because they're religious, unless that homeless blows guys, because then they're out.
Then they're out.
Don't be a homo homeless. A homo homeless.
Yeah, I wonder if in homeless. The middle of that prayer with the homeless guy, he goes, I want to blow you.
I blow you for a free chicken. What? Get out, heathen.
But first,
God hates you. What?
I thought we were cool.
God hates you. Blessed are the meek, the poor shall inherit the earth, but not the ones that suck D.
About 4 years ago in Chandler, we had a homeless guy just started whizzing on the patio outside of our
patio fence.
Like, get that guy a sandwich.
What?
What?
No.
Yeah, you didn't do that.
Pork sandwich.
You called the police. You had him removed.
Since then, we haven't seen any homeless.
You're feeding them. Poor gobblers is people.
There's a drastic drop in the homeless population around that area. Try the brisket. The people at YouPorn used artificial intelligence to analyze all of their videos and their searches and then predict the next big things in porn. Here's some of the future trends that the AI came up with.
Yes.
Spray and pay.
What? I don't like that phrase for porn.
Yeah, I don't. That's not.
German mom hour.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
German mom hour. Why is
grand job.
Grand job. That means from
grandparents.
From
a grandmother, yeah.
I want to watch that.
Big booble hooter French.
Booble.
Booble. Passionation, fompilation, mature gargasm,
ugh,
lesbian master binge.
I don't want to know. Fompilation is just people whacking.
Fompilation.
Oh, fomp.
Hard bore your and tang pong.
I know what that is. Speaking of last night, Brady, my prediction for the end of society is getting closer and closer to being reality. Virtual reality sex suits are now about to be a suit. You put a suit on.
Sweet.
And my buddy Winston texts me and he goes, well, that's a wrap. So long, Ronnie. It's a dude who's got the virtual reality gear on. And then there's this little mechanism you put between your legs that it gets on you. And it's cartoon right now because it's easier to build that than it is to get. And you got the little gloves. You got the headset and you go into the virtual world.
Ah, cartoon.
And well, but it's that good one. You know, sometimes you're like, I'm not watching this, and then you watch the whole thing like that was smoking hot.
They got like Jessica Rabbit you can bang.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And it's really hot. Like not drawn cartoon, like digital.
It's claymation.
Almost Pixar-ish.
Claymation amount.
This little thing you put in a sleeve, a protective sex sleeve into the machine, and it does all the work.
What's the price point on this?
I didn't see it yet because it's all in Chinese on the video, so I didn't understand a word of it. But you can get the gist of it. Go to World Star Hip Hop and check out virtual reality sex suit. It looks legit, and that's the end of us. That's going to make crack cocaine look like Starbucks. It's done. That is just going to be the most addictive thing of all time. People will be missing work.
Do you think they're going to get this stuff done before we can't have sex anymore?
Oh, yeah.
It's close.
That's going to really suck if we're like 70 and then all of a sudden
when it gets good. We'll
great
get the,
stuff.
We're going to get the Model T's version of this. But yeah, we won't know any better. So the good news is we'll die before we realize that it was never as good as this. That we were the first ones in.
Damn.
But yeah, we're going to have the, we're going to be the right, we're going to be the Wright brothers.
So
there's going to be
second.
A few people crashing. That's not the one I saw. That's different. That's different.
That's weird.
That's a little too much. This is one of the originals.
Is that Mike TV?
But the video itself, that's the kind of animation that
Willy Wonka
gets going. And it reads your hands and it puts them where you put them. And the thing basically just bangs you. That actually looks pretty high tech. So this is the Model T. This is the Wright brothers' first flight.
Yeah.
This is what we're looking at
that's
here.
That's pretty involved there.
Yeah. This is the Kitty Hawk of blowjobs right here.
Well, we got to get this done the next 20 years, John, if we're going to be able to enjoy it.
That's right.
Make it affordable.
Because you're right. I imagine by 66, I've worn this thing to a nub.
I always think that, too. I'm like, man, how does my D take
replacement
it?
Yeah.
Oh, the things I've put it through. And he's like a trooper. I got one of them Indian street kids from Slumdog Millionaire for a wiener. He just gets beat up, and he keeps begging for me for more.
Can pull a rickshaw.
Oh, he's strong.
Thought as you get older, you're supposed to like really slow down on that. Yep. But I guess not.
Bravest part of my body. He's always been ready to go where I put him. Like, I'm putting you in there. All right, Stark, let's do this.
Move. Hoo-ah!
He's a Pendleton Marine. He's going in. What do you know about her? Not a lot. Let's go. Let's find out more.
There's a 19-year-old Chinese blogger, Yi Mai. Her username is Quinjin Yiyi.
I'm done talking to you about this. then your dick turns and goes, I'm not feeling well. Where do we go? Blah, blah. Oh, no. He's puking. Blah. I believe it was my last mission, sir.
Blah. Last mission? What?
Last mission that I put myself through has rendered me useless.
Oh, no.
I will now go into hibernation mode. Blah. Until they invent some sort of new penicillin or some sort of new sex toy that we don't have to use with women. Blah.
I've turned into Torp.
She posted on WeChat.
Who's this?
Quinji Yiyi. She posted a message on WeChat that said, I'm at room 6316 at the Hilton. Free sex.
Yeah. The discount Monday.
She got arrested for prostitution.
It's free.
I know, but the problem was...
You have to pay to be on the site.
And the fact that 3,000 people showed up.
Yeah.
To that Hilton.
It was China, though,
jammed
right?
Jammed it up, yes.
Yeah, 3,000 people at a Hilton is normal.
It was the Hilton Hotel in Sanya Cities. Haitang Bay.
It's on my list.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but the Utah Bar Association is having a convention, the 2018 Spring Convention. It says walk-ins welcome on the website, and it says learn how. And you click on the Learn How website. It's a picture of a topless
lawyer.
Yeah. Apologies to all who received an inappropriate email from the Utah State Bar. We are aware of the situation, are investigating the matter.
Utah.
Yeah. You're Utah why this happened. People do this to you because you're Utah. Normal states, they don't even try to mess with because you guys are so buttoned up. We try to sneak boobs into everything we can up there. The normals do. That's why your teen pregnancy rate's so high, too. You oppress all your kids. Anyway, just saying.
FYI.
You got a problem. You got a problem, and it's your glorious belief system makes your kids pregnant. Sorry. Hate to break it to you.
This is pretty wild. In West Palm Beach, Florida, a crowd of mostly baby boomers gathered at this hotel convention center, or basically the room. This guy named Bill Falloon is a former mortician, is now invested in a new business that is called Youngblood, and he uses Dr. Maharaj, and they inject
the blood of the youth
into the older people.
Where do they get
extending
it?
Extending life. This symposium cost $195 per head to attend, and to do this deal, the guy does this presentation, and they sent a couple of people that were genetic doctors to see this pitch.
Yeah.
$285,000 starting. Dr. Maharaj says, well, we know it's at least that much if you want to get on this.
To suck the blood from a child and give it to an old man?
Yes.
Is that $300,000?
Yes.
Wow.
And you have to have a willing child, of course.
The what? First guy, you're Michael.
Right. You can't do it to an unwilling kid.
You pay the parents.
Oh, yeah. That's a willing child. They're in charge. Yeah,
well, the child's not willing. The parents are willing.
That doesn't matter. Children don't make decisions.
I get it.
You're
saying the child is willing. I think that's a misnomer. The
child's not willing to do anything. You force him to go to school. Right. You tell him what he's doing.
First guy that was sent in there to watch the pitch, molecular biologist at the University of California, Berkeley, says it reeks of snake oil.
Hmm.
He's collaborated on studies sewing old and young mice together and transfusing blood between them. There's no evidence in my mind that it's going to work.
Wow.
But what's interesting is Google's parent company has invested heavily in its secretive anti-aging spin-out called Calico.
Ooh.
It was a startup company last month. It raised over $250 million. So the big money's going into...
I've been saying
prolonging
it for years.
Life.
Been saying it for years. You want to live longer, you have to suck the blood from a child. Nobody listens. Been seeing it for years. That maternity ward is ripe for 80-year-olds to just suck it out of them and put it in a...
And these people were ready to sign up.
Body. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They get $300,000 they don't want to give to their deadbeat kids so they can fight after they die.
Give it to Dr. Maharaj.
You got $300,000 left and you're feeling a little bit off. You're 80. Suck the blood from a first-grade orphan.
You're a jackass.
No, I'm not. I didn't invent it. I'm just agreeing with it. They're the jackasses. I just think it's the right thing to do.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of unloved kids out there. His blood's just coursing through their veins.
This guy in Taiwan went around for 2 days.
It doesn't kill the kid.
Yeah, you just take him to, like...
Just saps him for
a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Just weaken him a little.
Takes their energy for a couple of days until
they... Give
them
a cookie afterwards, and they kind of get dizzy for an hour and a half.
OJ, they're high.
Their bodies come back. You just drain them for a day. Big deal. Who wouldn't want that? Oh, my kid's really tired today. Glad I got into that blood draining thing for old people.
In Taiwan, this unnamed patient in his 30s refused to see a doctor for more than 2 days after getting a toy lodged while engaging in urethral play.
He stuffed it in his pee.
Doctors discovered a 7-inch plastic sex toy
stuck
in the bladder of the man who came to the hospital when he started peeing blood.
Oh.
2 days he went around with that thing.
Enough. As he should for being an idiot.
Thank God the skills of Dr. Zhang Bingbing.
You're making urologist.
You know, it's amazing. We did have a consultant say, you guys should read the local paper to see what's going on. Brady evidently just said, no, we'll just keep on China's papers. You haven't told a story about an American in 16 years.
Ping pong, bang, bing, mao, jing.
I'm just practicing. Zhang Bingbing.
My God.
Hold it out.
Now, Gary just texted me, and I don't know if he's talking about that or the story before. It says, wasn't that the premise of Dark Crystal? To shove it into a Chinaman's urethra? I don't know what story you're talking about, Gary.
I missed that part.
I don't remember Dark Crystal being, all right, Wang Ching Bang, throw this in your pee hole. Oh, it's like a drill bit he put in, but I mean, it's Benoit drill bit.
Yeah,
exactly. It's very thin. I was
but
hoping.
Then it went all the way up into the bladder.
It's 7 inches on a Chinaman. 4 are useless.
Yeah, that might have gone through his body.
Yeah, 3 are going into him. At the very least, 3 are
deep
going
deep penetration.
I go all the way in.
According to Dr. Zhang, he says, we've seen this similar cases in the past. Patients with items such as ballpoint pens, cables.
Stop it.
Others also admitted with golf balls, light bulbs.
That's impressive.
That's in the anus, though.
Oh. Light bulb's still impressive in the anus. You got to be very delicate with your sphincter shoving a light bulb in there.
That's... One more story from Shanghai, boys.
Why stop now?
Yeah, just keep them going.
This 2-year-old boy grabbed his mom's iPhone. Work.
You know, I like this show because it made me feel like I stayed at home. I get all the news from home.
Do our ratings go all the way down like that to Asians and...
You guys are killing it in Jinping. Number one, 1834, with, get this, 400 million people.
What?
We can't monetize it. Sorry. No money for you.
We can't get some yen out of that?
Nope. This 2-year-old boy got a hold of his mom's iPhone, started entering the wrong passcode, and you know, to lock you out.
Yeah.
This locked her phone for more than 25 million
years.
48 years.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, 25 million seconds.
Huh. But it goes progressive the more times you
pass. Yeah, one Chinese technician said he'd seen phones locked for 80 years. Can happen on
iPhones. To the Chinese to figure out how many years your phone's going to be locked. They just did the math. They didn't even get to trying to fix it. They did the math first. Your phone will rock up for 48 years. You can fix that, right? Oh, no, that's Japan problem.
It says it on the phone.
iPhone. And then the year at 2150. You rocked out for 25,114 seconds.
I thought it just doesn't let you try to log back in for like 5 or 10 minutes. Or
not if you're douchebag Chinese. Are you kidding me? This Chinese kid found the algorithm and just...
Yep. Just compounded.
Compounded the seconds.
And you'll get two friends, and you'll get two friends.
We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first one is his dad in Virginia disciplined his son for being a bully on the school bus. because he got suspended from being on the bus. Guy explains it.
We pay too much attention to what people do to their kids.
Just, this guy is trying to help the world out, parenting.
Yeah. He's paying attention. Give him credit for that. He made him walk in the rain.
But he kind of goes off on some stuff.
He made him walk in the rain.
Oh, he's running.
2018. Any of y'all know me know I've got two wonderful children, Hayden, my son at 10, and my daughter, Temperance, at 8. Well, my son has finally gotten in trouble on the bus enough to where he got actually kicked off the bus for 3 days because he was being a little bully, which I do not tolerate, cannot stand, and therefore, he has to now run to school. We're right about 1 mile from the school.
Good for him. This is great.
Yeah,
he's got the experience of running to school. The good news is, hey, guys, he keeps up a pretty good mile pace at 6 miles an hour so far.
And he's following. He can't get hurt.
Yesterday, he was apparently a little rude for Michelle in the morning. So even though it's raining this morning, he still gets to run. This right here is just simple. You know, ironically, since he's been running to school this week, his behavior has been much better. His
he's worn out.
Have approved.
Genius. What you do to a puppy?
Of his behavior this week. He hasn't gotten in trouble at school this week, where last week he was just absolutely out of his mind.
And it's good for him.
Sure.
This right here is just old school, simple parenting. This ain't killing nobody. This is a healthy way for a child to be punished because it's, you know, exercise, something that a lot of people don't think children should do anymore. So you just stick them behind a damn Xbox for the rest of their lives. So this right
here sounds like Dave Ramsey.
Guys, if you don't know what it's like, here you go. Teach your child a lesson. You don't have to kill him. You don't always have to beat
him. You don't have to kill him. That should be a hashtag.
You don't have to get better.
That should be a hashtag. Stop killing your kids. Just make them run.
God, I want now to do that to Kalen just because.
But that was my whole life from Little League on. Yeah. Laps. You acted like a dick. You got laps.
Then he goes into gun control.
Yeah. Oh, he starts.
Hit the foul pole.
He's going to talk about the NRA and stuff. Fine.
I'm an NRA supporter.
I'm fine. I don't want to get into that stuff. That's political. I liked what he did there.
But his,
They did that in wrestling when you goofed.
Oh, yeah.
Run a lap. Take a lap. Laps. Yeah,
most
laps
sports.
Are great. Yeah.
Football.
Laps were the worst. And you knew, you know what? I want to behave because I don't want laps anymore.
Yep.
Look at that. Punishing a child. And everybody's for it. It's these fringe weirdos that are ruining everything that are going to flip out over this on the internet. And then Yahoo will do a story that says everyone's mad when it's about six people.
Here's the other form of parenting. This next radio video is a guy holding his 4-year-old daughter while getting into a fight.
Hashtag don't kill him.
Oh, you don't have to kill him.
You don't have to kill
him. No, this guy receives a beatdown. And fortunately, someone, I don't know if it's his buddy, which I think it is, grabs the daughter in the middle of the fight.
Oh, he's one-arming it. He's got he's going to fight another guy.
Might have been the manager of the
sub shop.
What a hillbilly.
Yeah, this is pure Indiana right now.
Check out.
Put your daughter down.
Brady, I hate to tell you this. This is Ohio,
Indiana.
You're
like, give me the kid.
Illinois.
Give me the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no. He swung at the guy with the daughter. Who's worse? The dude that was just talking or the guy actually swinging at a person holding a baby?
This guy is...
What the hell?
Now, I don't blame the father. He was arguing, but the dude is hitting...
He takes some shots, and then these guys just... They're looking for these guys, by the way. So
right.
If you recognize any of them.
You don't beat up a dude holding a baby no matter what he says.
I've seen the UFC. Jesus. I know how this goes.
He's out
keeps
cold.
Going. Well,
he woke up a little bit.
Yeah.
This needs to. He should tap out now.
I think he's trying, but.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The last knee is brutal.
This is a. Yeah, that guy. I don't think the guy holding
one
the baby
more for
did
the road.
Terrible.
Boom.
Oh, good night.
Still.
Holy Moses. Yeah, what the guy with the baby just got into a verbal argument. The guys that were hitting the dude holding the baby are the bad ones. I mean, he's a hillbilly for fighting with his kid in his arms, but still. He didn't throw the first punch. That's what I was expecting. Wow. What did he do? What was the problem? Did they talk about why they were fighting?
Didn't say.
Nothing in the story.
Totally an Indiana move right there, Brady.
If it was an Asian story, you'd have all the details,
yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, if it happened in
not
China.
Not only is he, you know, got the beat down, but...
also have the math on how many seconds it took for the guy.
They might charge
he was
him.
Airlifted to the hospital with serious bodily injuries.
And they might charge him with child abuse.
That guy?
Because he's holding the kid, bringing the kid into child endangerment.
He's in jail for
didn't
child
abuse. Well, he did approach them.
Yeah. Like, sure, I mean, he was farther away. Mouthing off, but he didn't throw the first punch. It's a sticks and stones.
No, he's got an argument. Yeah.
So he's not going to get assault.
No, he's a hillbilly who stood and screamed when he shouldn't have, but he didn't do anything.
And he might have been liquored up, too, which is...
Well, that's different.
Crossroads Pizza and Wings.
Where?
In Pine, Colorado.
That's in Colorado?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys.
That weed made everybody calm.
Yeah, nobody had any weed.
But it's Pinecone, Colorado. Redneck town.
He claims he didn't have a chance to put down his daughter.
He didn't. He got punched while he was holding her.
Well, the guy was trying to take the kid.
I know, but he,
but he's like, I'm not fighting. Don't worry about the guy.
Yeah. You don't know the guy. You're not going to let the daughter go to a stranger.
Maybe he was holding it to be like, I don't want to get into a physical fight. I'm holding a kid.
Are they trying to take my kid?
Right. That dude started whacking him.
I would assume he knew that person.
Yeah.
Also,
it seemed like,
it's weird.
But maybe that was
out...
his protection. Like, don't take the kid. They'll hit me if I don't have the kid. There's four of them. So he didn't think they'd hit him with it, like a guy with glasses. You don't hit a guy with glasses or a guy holding a kid.
I don't know. Weird.
That's terrible. If he was drunk and stuff, that's different. But he's got some verbal skills because he pissed off everybody in there or they wanted to kill him. I bet you that fat lady that's in there has something to do with it, too.
She started it.
Well, she's the one they're all in love with in Pinecone, Colorado.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
She's the honey hole everybody at the subway digs.
You looking at my girl?
She's mine now, man. Pinecone's sweetheart belongs to me.
752, there you go. That's your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters. All the videos will be up on Facebook and stuff just shortly. That video of that guy getting beat up that's a dilemma. The guy making his kid run to school is no big deal whatsoever. Shouldn't even be news. We know
what do you mean we can't make steel?
Yeah, we officially tariffs are going to kill the economy. I'm sure that's what the argument is about. Ask any leading economic mind. We're going to start paying more for everything.
You're crazy, bro.
Tariffs are necessary to make America great again.
That was over politics.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Put your baby down. I'm going to beat your ass over steel tariffs. Put your baby down. If you don't, I'm going to hit you with a baby. I'm going to hit you with my tariff, my right tariff and my left tariff. Brought to you by Hooters. There you go, everybody. That's your Brady Report. It's 98 KUPD. The world's gone mad.
98. What? 98. No way. KUPD.